Reed Martin and I are coming to you live this week from Virgin Atlantic Flight 8 from Los Angeles to London. We have to come over to London on business. It's our first official Rodeo Shakespeare Company trip over here in over a year, in almost 2 years. And we're really looking forward to it. We have a big tour coming up of the UK starting in September 2008. We're going to be touring the Bible, the complete Word of God abridged, all over the UK starting this September 2008. And we're coming over to get some of the, make sure the pieces are beginning to fall into place. And actually, when I say that we're coming to you live, I should say that I'm coming to you live right now. Reed's asleep. Hi, I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 67, Plain Old Podcast. How'd you sleep, Reed Martin?
Like this.
So you made more noise than the children up in my row in the back.
Yes, yes. No, I think I slept off and on. I'm not a good plane sleeper, but I think I did okay. Maybe I got 3 or 4 hours. I don't know.
We used to do this flight. I feel like I'm out of shape. We used to do this flight to England a lot, and this is the first time in almost 2 years we've done this. So I feel like I've lost half a step.
Yeah, it suddenly feels like a really long flight. I've become a wuss.
I will say this, climbing back aboard Virgin Atlantic, you know, I'm not a big fan of, you know, Americans I know who go to Europe and then go, oh, Europe has it all figured out. Oh, so much better than America. I find that really distasteful. I will say, though, the British know how to make a cup of tea.
I wouldn't know. But I will say the Irish really know how to make a cup of tea.
Do they? Only because your wife is Irish?
I really can't say.
Yeah, okay. Now, how did you swing it that you got moved up into an exit row? Virgin Atlantic charges for exit rows.
I know we were talking about that before we got on, and I was sitting like 2 or 3 rows back from the exit row, and just before they started to take off, the stewardess came over and said, you know, by the safety door, we have to have two people, so would you sit here for takeoff and landing? And I said, sure. And so we took off, and nobody asked me to leave, so I'm still here.
You know what? I should have said that. You know, I asked for an exit row, and they said, well, we charge for that. And I should have said, well, you're required by law to have somebody sit there. Next time I'll know.
That'll definitely work.
Well, it won't work. It probably won't work, but I'm not going to pay him the money for the exit row either. So, all right, so we have a week. We're embarking on a week's worth of business in London. But before we go to London, we have to, it's like a rock skip. We have to skip over London and keep on moving